What a weird week, man. Very strange week. And I'm not referring to my schedule or things going on around here or even E3 or any of that stuff. For whatever reason, and I don't think I'm alone here, this recent shooting here in the United States in South Carolina, in Charleston, where 9 people were gunned down by a psycho idiot. For whatever reason, that's created more turmoil in my head than most recent current events. And I try not to focus on that stuff when it comes to shows and content, and even this show. But for whatever reason, all the wires are being tripped on this one for me. And I think for a lot of people. Maybe more than usual. I don't know. And there's always, as usual with things like this, I don't necessarily understand why, but there's a million political angles and talking points and points of view and people trying to describe what happened, people trying to justify what happened, people trying to understand what happened, you know, talking heads trying to be analytical about how this stuff goes. And I don't want to get into all of that necessarily, but there is a break for me in this whole story that I couldn't quite articulate, and I couldn't figure out why it was bugging me so bad. I didn't have the words to sort of compare it to something else, and that frustrated me. And then I was watching The Daily Show, which is something I really enjoy. It always makes me laugh. It often uses humor to get to the truth of things. I'm going to miss Jon Stewart when he leaves. I think he's been an important voice, regardless of your political leanings. And tends to call people out when they do dumb stuff, and I like that. But he, the other night, didn't do any jokes, essentially the day after this freaking stupid, horrible shooting. And kind of summed it up. Because there's all the usual arguments about, you know, it's the problem is we don't have strict enough gun laws. And then the other side saying, no, that's not the problem. That old phrase, if I hear it, by the way, one more time, I'm going to scream. But the phrase, guns don't kill people, people do. Yeah, people do with a gun. That phrase needs to stop. Regardless of how you feel about the current level of restrictiveness or not restrict enough gun laws, you have to admit that is a stupid, reductive statement that needs to stop being said. Because you could say it about anything. It's like, oh, that spiked baseball bat with a nail through it didn't kill that guy. The guy holding the baseball bat with a nail in it killed that guy. You could use it for anything. Just stop doing that. It's stupid. This idea that you can separate the weapon from the wielder of the weapon, I don't think it holds water. But anyway, some of you are going to hear this and go, oh, there's Scott being anti-gun. I'm not anti-gun. I'm anti-stupidity. And sometimes stupidity shows its face in the form of bad gun laws or restrictions, bad cultural references to things, bad reliance on old ideas that haven't held up for 200 years, our inability to separate guns as something that can be used for sport and create a wide enough divide between that and what could be acceptable for anybody just to get a gun anytime they want, how easy it is for a criminal to get a gun, how criminals will always get a gun. Well, how hard are we making it for them to get a gun? Blah, 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 blah. I don't care about any of that. I don't want to talk about any of that. That I think is missing the point. And I couldn't figure out the point. I couldn't articulate it. And Jon Stewart hit on something that totally nailed it for me. So I'm going to play a bit of that. You guys check this out.
What blows my mind is the disparity of response between when we think people that are foreign are going to kill us and us killing ourselves. If this had been what we thought was Islamic terrorism, it would fit into our, we invaded two countries and spent trillions of dollars and thousands of American lives, and now fly unmanned death machines over like five or six different countries, all to keep Americans safe. It's got it. We got to do whatever we can. We'll torture people. We got to do whatever we can to keep Americans safe. Nine people shot in a church. What about that? Hey, what are you going to do? Crazy is, right? That's the part that I cannot, for the life of me, wrap my head around.
And this is where I am. I can't either. And isn't it weird? Think about it, though. Just think about that for a second. This doesn't have anything to do with taking your gun away for law-abiding citizens who have them because they shoot skeet once a month or whatever your reasons are. This isn't about that. It's this idea that our reaction is full force, full, all hands on deck, go, 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 whatever it takes in lives and money, fight, 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 keep Americans safe. But when it happens here, we don't talk like that. We go, well, you know, it's not the gun didn't do it, the man did it. Or it's, you know, clearly it's another one psycho out there and, you know, who blah, 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 not looking at underpinning cultural things or stuff that perhaps contributed to it. Things that aren't easy to solve, mind you. None of this is. There's no easy answer to any of this. But do you know what I mean? I mean, that really hit home for me. The disparity of response between how we do it here and how we do it outside of here is really weird to me. Why is that? And I've struggled with it. What is it about that that makes our mentality slip and go, well, it's different because, you know, it happened here. I mean, what's the difference? And somebody on Twitter said, and I think, I hate to say it, but I think they may have been right. And it was a very stark statement, and I don't have it verbatim here, but it said something to the effect of, if Sandy Hook wasn't enough, if a classroom full of little children being slaughtered wasn't enough for us to at least address this in a meaningful way and to somehow find some reform in that, if that wasn't enough, then we've proven we have the stomach for anything domestically. I mean, think of that. That never even occurred to me how little we did about anything after that Sandy Hook thing. When he went into that room and shot little kids with automatic weapons. And what did we get out of it? What did we do? A lot of sorrow, a lot of mourning, a lot of news people, you know, I shouldn't say they were feigning sympathy, but a lot of that, right? What else? What else came out of that? And you know, you could say, well, what if something better would have come of that, whatever that may have been, you know, whatever our smartest minds may have put to, is it still possible this psycho down there would have gotten a gun and done this? Maybe, probably, I don't know. But man, we sure are inactive about it, aren't we? We sure just didn't do any, we didn't really try very hard, did we? It's too easy to go, well, criminals are going to get guns. What you may as well do is go ahead and arm every church lady over 60. Make sure she's packing heat while she's at church. And some of you really believe that. And I say you, I don't mean you necessarily. I don't know. Some of you might, but people on Twitter have been telling me that. That the only way to solve this gun problem is to arm everyone. I don't know how that's... it seems a little counterintuitive to your plans to not let the government interfere in your lives if you would like to have guns mandated, or if all you're saying is it's up to everybody, fend for yourselves. Well, do you really want to, I mean this sincerely, do you really want to live in a world where 65-year-old ladies have to carry guns to survive? Do you want to live in a society that is so paranoid that anybody around them could be using a gun in a criminal way, that at any minute you're going to have to pull that thing out and hopefully call the circumstances correctly in your head and react in a way that is the right way and not have screwed up and found out that, oh, they were paranoid, you were going to shoot them, you're paranoid, they're going to shoot you. Like, if you don't think that's part of this equation, you're not looking into it deep enough, or it's too easy for you to just say it without any kind of life experience to prove it. And sadly, it's the kind of experiment that means people die. So it's not so easy, is it? I don't think the answer is take away everybody's guns. But I think the answer is there somewhere, or at least some version of it, or some sort of fight we can have that is has forward momentum, that creates a rising road and doesn't necessarily leave bodies in the wake. Sitting around and just going, that's the way it is. Better get guns to defend yourself. Or on the other side, take away everybody's gun. Like, if nobody's going to try, then what the hell are we doing? When is it okay? When are we going to do it? And the fact that, I mean, I'm a little sick that after all those kids were killed, we didn't really do anything. We didn't do anything. And I'm sorry, dude, if the NRA comes out and says, well, clearly the person at fault here is the head reverend dude at that church because he refused to get a carry permit, or whatever the quote was the other day from him. That kind of stuff has to stop, dude. Quit blaming people who were shot. And quit acting like this wasn't a racially motivated, on par terrorist attack. This was a terrorist attack. It happened domestically, but it did. We have 5 times more gun violence than any other industrialized country in this world. What are we doing? This isn't a simple, I'll take your guns or there are guns solution. Smart people can figure this shit out. I'll let Jon Stewart finish.
And you know it. You know that it's going to go down the same path. This is a terrible tragedy. They're already using the nuanced language of lack of effort for this. This is a terrorist attack. This is a violent attack on the Emanuel Church in South Carolina, which is a symbol for the black community. It has stood in that part of Charleston for 100 and some years and has been attacked viciously many times, as many black churches have. And to pretend that, I heard someone on the news say, well, tragedy has visited this church. This wasn't a tornado. This was a racist. This was a guy with a Rhodesia badge on his sweater. And, you know, so the idea that we're, you know, I hate to even use this pun, but this one is black and white. We are steeped in that culture in this country, and we refuse to recognize it. And I cannot believe how hard people are working to discount it. In South Carolina, the roads that black people drive on are named for Confederate generals who fought to keep black people from being able to drive freely on that road. That's insanity. That's racial wallpaper. That's you can't allow that. You know, 9 people were shot in a black church by a white guy who hated them, who wanted to start some kind of civil war. The Confederate flag flies over South Carolina, and the roads are named for Confederate generals, and the white guy's the one who feels like his country's being taken away from him. And that's the thing. Al-Qaeda, all those guys, ISIS, they're not compared to the damage that we can apparently do to ourselves on a regular basis.
All right, that's going to do it. Really got to me this week, and I hope something, I don't know what I hope. But, yeah, something's got to change. If you like the diary, and I don't mean this one to be such a downer, usually it's about, you know, family and fun and side projects and stuff that's going on around my life that's hopefully interesting to some people. So if this is your first time, you may want to dig back a few, and you'll find that it's much less of a depressing affair. And I tend to be pretty positive and upbeat about the future of humanity. I just think this is one we got to solve here in our little corner of the world. There are parts of the rest of the world who have it figured out. Been reading a lot about what Australia did to essentially destroy their high gun violence. And they had it pretty bad there for a while. and they kind of figured some stuff out. Worth reading up on. Search for guns in Australia, and you'll find some stuff there. You know, I don't know. I don't. Obviously, everything one size doesn't fit all, but some curious stuff there for sure. If you'd like to ask questions, leave feedback or comments, you can find me on Twitter at Scott Johnson. You can also send me emails here at scott@frogpants.com. And don't just send me the usual rhetoric. I don't care anymore about that on either side of this. I really don't. I would rather talk about ways it can be done. None of it's simple. And I certainly don't have a place in politics to make big change, but hey, maybe together we can think of something. Anyway, thanks you guys for listening. We'll see you next time.